Dr. Mish. Hidle. Alas, Hagefen, Vesadlas, Vesakisem, Vesichich al Gaba, Psula. You spread out the vines and you put the schach on top of the vines. It's possible. If there's more schach than there is vines, or you cut the vines and it's kosher, is that klal? Kol shem kabel tuma, ben gdum in aretz, hey mesachim bay, kol dom shenim kabel tuma, ben gdum in aretz, mesachim bay. Which has nothing necessary to do with the first part of Mishnah. Says Rashi, hidla. You pick the up, kisum, buhu, nidla gefen. These are different type of vines. That's why you want to spread them out on top of your sukkah and put the schach on top. Psula, shemus. Oh, says Rashi. Shemich sachem mechuber. What's wrong with being misach? What's wrong with the vines being used as a schach? No matter, but osbecha migarnecha mikbecha. Gemara learns out soon. The psayil is garin v'yakvas medaber. Mamela, the psayil is garin yakev. That's the stuff after your harvest. You take the ashev that says the kashin, the straw from the tefuah, and the from the grapes. You take what holds the grape together after you take off the grapes, the wood, whatever it is, the vine, right? All these things, the psalas of the harvest, that's what's for schach. All that's talking about is Rashi. It's not mechuber. That's we know that mechuber is possible. The Ridva, not here, Dvar Nam Beis, because the Gemara says Ilema b'shloi katzitzon. The Gemara is discussing Tassalim and Asui, and the Gemara is tabulates mechubers. It wasn't like the Gemara's mashma mechubers possible without Tassalim and Asui, without the pasul of Tassalim and Asui. However, the Gemara says no. He says, why is mechuber possible? He says it's gedula karka. It's not makabel tuma. So why is it possible? I mean, the Mishnah says that cloud in this Mishnah. Yeah, called over. Shayna makabatoma, v'gdul min aretz, mesachim bay. So mechuber is not makabatoma, it's gdul min aretz. So why can't you be mesachik? In fact, the Ritva. Zach the Ritva, even you might want to say, dum the psoil is going to be yak, like Rashi says. But he says, well, he doesn't understand why should the Rashi tar pasle. Says Ritva, okay, Zach the Ritva. Mechuber is pasle, betzim, it's because it's a din of tasav loim and asli. Mechuber is possible because Tassav Loim and Asri. He says, because Mechuber, Napik, Megorim, Vyekul, Nasa, Bay, Maisa, Klau, Mechlas, Lashom, Inyin. Right? Because in Sukkah, you need a Maisa. You need a Tassa. Right? You have no Maisa in this Chach. So Mela, Mechuber, no Maisa was done. Polish, you cut it off. That's a ma'isa. Shenki mechuber, he says no ma'isa. That's what he says. Kitzer, Sarashi says you learn that from Pesach going. Yaakov, the boss says the problem is possible and also meaning that there has to be a ma'isa. And I guess just picking it up and putting it on top. Let's look at it. It's not a ma'isa. It's not enough of a ma'isa. But the Torah learns because you need a ma'isa. Chagas look at Tassalcha. Near Maisa Mechuber, it's not considered a Maisa. Yeah, just one more point, which is again to Ben Tam earlier. The question is how you read the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah has Hidlas Agefen, Isicha Gaba. Is it one case or two cases? Ritva brings down from Rabbeinu Tam that when it says the Mishnah Hidla Alessa Gefen V'sicha Gab is possible, So he says that Hidla Hidla, and then it says Vesichech. Right? It's mashma that you put the Mechubah there first, and then you put the Schach puzzle, then you put the Schach on top of the vines. That's the Pashat in the Mishnah. One case. Hidla, he says, Meren Thomas Medayek from here, a Gwalki side. And to get to Meren Tam, and if you're late, figure it out yourself. But Meren Tam over here is Medayek that the Schach preceded the vine. First you put the Schach, and then you put the vines on top of the Schach. Then he says, once the Schach was there, Bekashris, you can't passel it. So Sukkah Tachas Elon is only because the Elon came first. But if you made a Sukkah, and then you planted a tree, then you're good. Says Ritva. We have to use the Medayek from the Mishnah. Hidlas at the Gafen, Vesichech. That's what the Ben Tam says. Once you have the Sukkah's kosher, it can't become possible. Says Ritva, no, it's not what it means. He says, Fakert, Mishnah, two cases. Hidlas at Gafen, Vesetlas. That's one case. Oy, Sichech al Gaba. Meaning, either Hidla Aleha, the Sukkah was already there, and you put the glass and the kisem and the gefen on top of the Sukkah, that's possible, or Fakert, or Sichech al Gaba. Or you first put the vines, and then you put the Schach. Fakert, the Mishnah is two cases. I would never read it that way. The Rebbe says Mishnah is two cases. One is when the Schach was first, and one is when the vines were first. And both of them is possible. Says Mishnah Vayita, if you cut it, says Rashi, I'm sorry, Hirba, it was more than the vines. Rashi says, Mavatlam Beroiv. Like we had the Tesson Bays, then it's kosher. Or she cut it on. Aflacha, she sichacha, sacha man, you cut it. Vaymin and tchilas asiyasa v'psul, upsula, we'll see the Gemara about that. The fact that you cut it, that's enough to machshir it. Even though it was, before you cut it, it was pasul. So it means the tchilas asiyasa was v'psul. So this, here you're going to have a shayla in the Gemara about Tasa Leimanasa, because it was when you put it there was basal. Now you're cutting it, now you're being makshed. But is there a problem with Tasa Leimanasa? We'll see in the Gemara. Zeklab, Gemara Yalafla. Ben Gdulim in Aretz, Gagayin Eiris Behema. It's not called Gdulim in Aretz. The Gemara discussed that also. Afil Leim Kabi Tuma, Gagayin Shemukhsar Malacha. Talking about the skins, the hides. Meaning, if the hides are made into a kli, then it's mekabel tumas. Anyway, it's possible. So Rashi says, even though it's not made into a kli, it's not raw hides, still you can't use that for schach, because it's not called gnum min aretz. We'll see more about that as well. So Gemara, Yosef Rav Yais Kamei Rav Huna, Yosef Ukama, Oisha Katsan Kshera. Vamarav, Betzarech Lananeya, Amalei Rav Huna, Hashmuel Amra. So Rabbi Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he said this halacha of the Mishnah, the Katzan Ksheira, is not enough. You have to be Minaneya. So he asked him, "What do you mean, Rav?" Shmuel said this. Rabbi Yosef laughed. Amar, Atu Mikamina Lecha, Lama Shmuel, Amar Rav, Amar Shmuel. They both said it. Says Rashi, Yosef b'Yosef kamar hachi. Hadis not. Aish katzan ksheir. Amar Rav Allah. Need ain tzarich lachzul saisha kula. Avat tzarich l'nanei ktsas. Aisham shehuschuchu b'mechubu lachach kitzasan v'tehev lehu hakasiya. Di loy psula m'shitas avay min asoi. If you didn't pick up the schach, you just cut it, then there's a problem with Tasa Vayman also. Why? Nachi Mashma. Sukkah's Tasa. Chagas Sukkah's Tasa Lucha. What does that mean? Kishata Oisa Oisa. Kishata Oisa Oisa. Tehei Ru'ila Sukkah. when you make it, it has to be a kosher. Beloimin also be psul. Oh, so Rashi tells what's tasa beloimin also. Tasa behechsher beloimin also be psul. She ain't a royal sukkah. But the mesaknoi betikon muet ki hai. The machsher loch bektsitza lehodas hasala. So then that's not called an asiya. It's an asiya be psul. When you put the vines there, it was possible, it was mechuber. Now you cut it, that's not an asiyah. So it's an asiyah, but so miun anua karvastira hu. So you don't have to take everything off and put it back on again. It's enough to be menaneya. Rash is karvastira shemagbiya kol echel avadoi umanichai b'chayzer magbiya schaveiroi umanichai. So you have to pick it up and put it down. And that's enough. Top, the Rambam's Mavur, they have to do the shame sukkah. The Rambam, the Pish, Mishnayis, and the Yad. Rashi says to pick it up and put it down. That's enough for Nasiyah. Rambam says to be the shame sukkah. So I saw some explain because over here, the problem is not made with sale. Because if you just pick it up and put it down, it's still giving tzel, right? So by picking up and putting it down, I can't say, oh, I'm doing tzel. It's giving tzel the whole time. What am I doing? That's what Rambam says. No, you have to do l'shem sukkah. And we discussed that once, that you don't need dafka l'shem tzel. L'shem sukkah is kolshin good, and Tziv said, this will be a raya. Rambam says it has to be l'shem sukkah. It's not enough that normally we say you just do l'shem tzel. That's a sukkah, rakbash, gambach. You don't have to do l'shem tzel. Who's just doing tzel? You don't need l'shem sukkah, right? We don't like b'shama. You don't need l'shem sukkah. Here the Rambam says you do need l'shem sukkah. Why? Because over here, by picking up a little bit and putting it down, you're not doing l'shem tzel. Because it's giving tzel the whole time. What are you doing? Anyway. Akapanim adrin rabbi yezel api b'kas. Fine. So he said, I didn't say it, Rav didn't say it. Oh, so Amalei, what do you mean? Amalei, Puna, Hakkam mean? This is what he meant. The Shmuel Amalei V'loi Rav. Ad Rav. Mechleik is Rav and Shmuel. The Rav Akshur Makshur. Even if you just cut it, you don't need to pick it up Minanea. You had Rav and Chasidu. Rav and Chelta, the Parzuma, the Inchi Beise. Tolom V'loi Pasak. Rosh Echut in Shalahan. Also the comment of Chia Barashi. Amalei, Hakkam Rav. Mafsika bank share and alma psikos and zuyasi asan, okinami kitsos and zuyasi asan. So Gemara is saying that according to Rav, the seats itself is enough to take away the problem tasamanah. That's called an asiya. Just the cutting it, that itself is called an asiya. Says Rashi. Ahadre biyasanapi kas, akshuri makshu blain nua, the ksava kitsos and zuy gemara si asan, the hechi dami tasalim and also going. Achait is what's the case of tasalim and also? Achait of a goddish, that's classic. Where's that? What do? You have a goddish. You have a whole pile of wheat, and you dig out. You pull out some of the bundles of wheat, and you're left with a hollow, right? You're left with a cave. So there, shasich ha'im elav, right? You had a whole pile of wheat. You took out stuff in the middle, and now memela the schach is there, functioning as schach. Ain't the gave, you didn't touch the schach. Lasa shum ma'isa. You didn't do any mice to the schach b'chlach. You just took away the stuff that's underneath the schach, and merely you have schach. That's classic tassel v'ayman also. El apoiches achas midaf nisea, v'nichlis l'amkoi, v'noit l'am, you take away the bundles, u'mashlich, v'asuk anas me'leah, doif nisea, u'schacha. Abel zeh, shakitzitzon, zeh u'maisa shalah. Shenigmar behech. Der Chagav Rashi Mashma the Taslim Ras is also in Fanes, right? Vasuk and Nasis Me'aleh Doif Neisela Uschacha. Rashi says Mashma is the problem. Taslim Ras in Fanes. Avazeh Shekitzon Zeh Ma'isa Shelah Shenigmar behech. You did a Ma'isa in the Schach. You caught it. That is a Ma'isa, according to Rav. That's Mechayik is Rav and Shmuel. Oh, where do we see this from? Because what's his name? Was Rav Amram Chasida was Ramat Chelta Hitl Tzitzis Leparzuma Nishibeisei Letalas Ishtai the Kesav Alayla Zman Tzitzis Reason why you say proud of suma, because of suma, because it's lila chay. So maybe let's miss say shleiz man grama. It's not shema chay. Mechleik is the gemara of lila's chay and titsa. Not nafkmin is whether not shema chay is a consoler considered as man grama. He held the not shema chay and titsa. So he put titsa on his wife's begadim. Talal and titsa is bechnaf as a talis. Chut echad kafel dalid. B'toich was he. What he did was he took a string. Yeah, folded it in four, and there, meaning he folded it twice, and he has four. And he put that through the hole, and you have eight. Still, it's one chud. Just went back and forth, and it's one chud, and now it's eight. Harekshe and shmeina. Pasuk Rosh and Shalem. Then, right, this way it's a lot easier than taking four strings and having to put them through the hole. Right, and then the after you just cut the end. Benasa shemayin chutim. Rav Amram shakach le paskan. Ancha also kol gendilim. He made all tittis, the ksharim and the winding. Right, v'nimtza suyim v'psul. Because when he did the ksharim, it was only one string. It wasn't eight strings. It was one string that went back and forth. Then the mel chutachot v'asel chaos. It came to Rav Chiya bar Rashi. He asked him, what am I supposed to do over here? He said, Rav said, that's kosher. How come Rav? That's the fact that you cut the string, that it's called enough of an asiyah. It's not a problem, tassel lemon asiyah. Even though when you made the ksharim, it was only one string. It's enough to cut it. So here also, it's enough to kitzasan zuya siyasan, and therefore, you don't need to do nanua. Dr. Gemara of Asav Shmuel loy minim b'skazan v'asei asan. You're telling me that Shmuel holds that just like by you need a nua by ketzitza. You also the Gemara is being tayla psika and ketzitza. It's the same idea. Matani Shmuel mishum rabchia hitul shnei kranos v'asachas. Right, here have even a bigger patent. Not only just put eight, you make want the string into four and slip it through the hole, now you have eight. You put that string, you put it through two holes, right? The same time. And then you're going to cut it. And what happened? V'achakach pasak rashi chod nishlam k'sherin. My lap shekosher. V'achakach pasak. So you put the strings through two holes, yeah? Through two holes. And then you tie the knots, and you do all the chulias and everything, and then you just cut the ends, and you have two corners. So you see that psik alone is enough. Lo, she paisik mechaka kaisher. Paisik mechaka kaisher. First you have to cut the ends, so now you have eight strings, and then you tie it, and you do the chulias. In fact, Gemara, Paisa Kosher, Maile Man, what's the Chiddush? Of course it's kosher. Gemara says, Mao de Seima, Vainon, Knaf, Meshas Psil, Maleka Kamash Mula, says Rashi. Hittel, Lebez Karn, Vasachash, Osa, Arba Kfalim, Aruchim, Kishir, State Sitziyais, Teichiv, Roshai, Roshai Echa Beknavze, Roshai Achim Beknavze. The cup of a Russian Acha Giyu Zelaze Lemza Arka. So Kitzer, you stick it through two holes, and the two ends are sticking out, you fold them over until they meet in the middle, and then if you just cut them you have equal strings, eight in each one. So, and it says that's good. My love, Kaisha, also a deal, bazoo. Chakach, Pasuk, Emsa, Nasishnayim. Apishnase, Bepsul, the Kula, Kaidim, Shinifsika, Chut Echad, who? Because before you cut it, it's all one string. You don't have eight strings. And you tied it, there wasn't eight strings. That's Bepsul. So, how does it help? Oh, so why is it kosher? Teretz is psikasin zuyasiyasin zishmoz ma'ida that psikasin zuyasiyasin by extension kitzasin is also asiyasin. So Gemara says no, you have to cut them before you put them in, and I'm sorry, before you tie it, And that's where Shmuel is matzil. Chariz is Mars is pshita. Where it says, I don't think you need bein and knaf b'shas psil. B'shah shepaisel shepaisloi shetayil by psilin bein and knaf echad leishnai. You might think the halacha that it has to be a separate knaf, a separate corner of b'shas when you're putting it in. If you put them two together, it's like one corner. The strings are going through both of them. It's not like separate corners. Separate corners means each corner has its own string. But here, it's one string that's going through both. So you might think that's a problem, Kamashma. No. But about the you tie them after you replace them. Now, this Gemara is interesting. So you see in the Gemara, there's no problem of putting them through the hole, even though it's only one, right? Even if it's Shmuel, that there's a problem with Taslim and Asai. We don't say Psikos is Asiyasan, but you could put it in the hole when it's one string, as long as you cut it and then you do it, you tie it. Nikah is totally in the tying, and when you wind it. So this Gemara Batsam, it's interesting. Because first of all, Beis Yosef brings down the Ben Yeruchim that says that if you put it in when it's only one, it's possible. So the Chayz against the Gemara, the Ferish Gemara, not like that. So he's mamish matchik. He also quotes Smag that maybe just in the Chatchila not. He wants to say that he wants to push up down to Ben Yeruchim, which doesn't really fit so well into the Lashon. He says possible anyway. Stam the Gemara. Even if you say it's also chatchila, say what's the Gemara's kasha on Shmuel? Gemara saying, what's the chiddush? The chiddush, because you see it as a tzad that chachin I'll do it. But anyway, another question that comes from this Gemara is what about lagabe l'shma? And I always thought like the pasha that you have to, you know, you say l'shem, we make tzitz, you say l'shem, it's tzitz, and then you put it in. Ma'ase says the beralacha that ends up saying that, but based on this sugya. Based on the sugya, there's a strong tzad to say that everything's telling the kshira. You see in the Gemara, the Gabi eight strings, right? You see in the Gemara, it's only b'shas the kshira. So when you're putting in, even though it's one string, it's okay. So who said it has to be lishma? So the Beralach and Simidal that's done, maybe not. The Maisi comes out, they do have to do lishma. But there's a big discussion about it. Based on the sugya, look more about the meisre. Talon v'loy pasak rosh echut mishalham sulim. Right? If you weren't paisik, you made it still one string. It's possible. Ma'alep sulim la'ilam, and ma'ala does even help to cut it afterwards. Rashi afilu mafsek on the shnayim la'achak kishur v'kash le'rav. Here the brayza says that it's possible. It's mashma that there's no way to master it, and psikah doesn't help. No, my psulin achi yifzaku. Doesn't mean it's possible forever. It means until you're paisik it, until you cut the strings and make it the eighth string, it's going to be possible. Ushmuel amar psulin la'ilam. Okay, so that's the mechalaj ram shmuel. How do you read this braisa? The braisa says, tell him, loy pasak, it's possible. Does that mean it's possible la'ilam? Does that mean it's only possible until you're paisik? Fine. There's another number of added sheetahs in this machlag in Rav and Shmuel. Meisvei. Talon, lechakach pasak, rosh echutin shalhem, psulin. You have a ferish braisa. It doesn't help to be paisik it afterwards, right? Vaitanya, Rabbi Sukkah. That's by tzitzis. Tasav lemon also. Makan amru. Hidla les a gefen. Vesadlas. Vesakisiki kisum. Vesichal gavim psula. And that's the possible walk. Because tasav lemon also. Our Mishnah. Hey chidami. Ile mishlai katzitzan. Ma'ir mishm tasav lemon also. Tape lemon chabar minu. What are you telling me to pull tasav lemon also? It's mechabal karka. Before you kites it. Ella, the price that says it's post tasav lemon also means after you kites it. El b'shkatzon tani psula. The chayis v'ferish that ksitza does not solve the problem of taslam and asay. Shema amrad limerin tisaz v'esi asan. Mutiyof the rab. Amach rab. Ach maeskinon. Nishalfinu shlufi. Leminkara asir didhu. Chamakim tol machak apasim. Kash or rab kash. This is Rashi. So the gav psula. Legacy and braisim hayesicha. Shalfinu shlufi. Pashcha min ilan. Ache nitkan. Umitayich shein gisasin the keres. Kol kach. Shashaych min roshay pshichasin. Eitzel ilan. Lehava siyim alya. So when it says over here, there's a problem, it's not a good to see, it's talking about when you cut it off, but you didn't cut it legamri, and it still looks like it's connected. Now technically it's cut off, right? But still, it looks like it's still part of the tree, and that's why it's a problem. If you did a full-fledged kasitsa, and it's totally severed from the tree, and you see very clearly it's not connected to the tree, then Sos is Rasiyasa. Fine, so we dealt with the second braisa. The first braisa by tzitzis, that's a very braisa. And then you ain't nothing you do about that one. It says, "Told him achach apostle grasha chunchalan psulin." There's nothing. There's no way out on that one. That's Gemara says. Then Chanami Kasha. But we dealt with the second braisa, but not the first one.
Is that where the sheep is coming from? The
which sheep?
The Meiruchim.
No, but because Pashtis, when it says Tolan, doesn't just mean Tolan, it means Tolan and your kosher. Based on the sugya before, you have to say Tolan means before, right? Before it was in the Tumat Tekshira. So you're right. Tolan could mean just putting it in, but the Chariya after the Gemara means, right? Tolan means kakasha.